This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition, the New Year's Day Real Estate Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nonnie. Brian, my friend, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's going to be a good time. I think this guest is going to be fun and lively and interesting. It's going to be a good way to start 2016.
Well, I secretly recorded our pre-show banter, and I will likely more publish that instead, because that was quite fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully you got your giggles under control now, so we can actually get to work.
I don't know.
Kicking off 2016, pal, we have got to go to work.
So. Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's get to it. We are joined this morning by Randy Krasnoff. She's a senior loan officer with the American Eagle Mortgage Company. Randy, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Did y'all have a good evening?
Yeah. I have no recollection, but based on the collection of receipts, we had a good time.
So. Excellent. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I appreciate you coming out to see us on this joyous day. So, Randy, before we get into our conversation, do a couple of things for me. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of the American Eagle Mortgage Company.
I've been in this business a long time, Todd. I started back in 1988 with one of the largest mortgage lenders in Atlanta, and been both on the real estate side of this business and the money side of the business. And I think that brings a lot of additional knowledge to the table that helps both buyer and seller.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that experience for people coming for a mortgage from the American Eagle Mortgage Company. What is that experience like? Take me through that process.
We are really proud to be a work family. We treat each other with a lot of respect and treat our customers the same way. Our goal is to get to the yes. Mm-hmm. Often consumers, home buyers will come to us after they've been turned down by one or more other mortgage companies. And it is our goal to navigate the roadblocks and get them into a home. We've got a variety of ways of doing that. I think our biggest asset is in-house underwriting, in-house processing, and all of the decision makers in the company have well over 25 years of experience. Whoa. So to us, when you come to the American Eagle to get your mortgage, we are going to treat you like a person, not like a number. We're going to remember your name, and we're going to ask you what your goals are. It's not about us. It's about you and your overall financial goals. And mortgage is just one of the building blocks of wealth. And we want to help everyone fit their mortgage into a life, their family lifestyle, really.
It's interesting that you say that a lot of people come to you and they've been turned down by other companies. What is it about the American Eagle Mortgage Company that you're able to overcome those roadblocks? Is it that just all that experience? You've seen it all? You know how to navigate?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I haven't seen it all. Just when I think I have seen it all is just when I see something new. And I look at every opportunity as a learning experience, and we do put our heads together. We work smart. We work hard. We don't take the first no for an answer, and we do. We collaborate. And even going to the underwriters to say, how can we get these fine folks into a home? So no just doesn't work real well in my vocabulary. And I tell people that even if you can't get a home today, let's look at your overall picture, look at your overall goals, and let's put a plan together so that you can one day become a homeowner.
So you guys are based out of Atlanta?
Actually, our home office is in Ohio, and we've been in the Georgia market for 3 years. I've been with the company for 1 year, and it's been the best year of my 20-some-odd years in the mortgage business.
Well, on that note, we'll go to break. Randy Krasnoff will return after this short commercial. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Randy Krasnoff, Senior Loan Officer with the American Eagle Mortgage Company. So a big change recently, as I understand it, Randy, this thing called TRID. What is that all about? How does that impact the people you're serving?
Well, back in October, October 3rd to be exact, was D-Day for TRID. TRID is a new way of disclosing documents to the home buyer. It is a consumer protection type of act. And to put it in a nutshell, we have to work harder. We have to work faster so that the consumer can have all of their documents in hand 3 days prior to closing. Back in the old days, we could make changes to the closing statement, do all kinds of changes very last minute at the closing table. That is not allowable anymore. So there is this 72-hour, 3-day period where the consumer does have to review paperwork and say, yes, I accept this, and move forward with closing. Any major changes that might change the APR, that would increase the APR by an eighth or more, would necessitate a 3-day delay.
So what's the advantage to the consumer by having those 3 extra days?
Well, they get all their questions answered 3 days ahead. So when they get to the closing table, they're very familiar with the paperwork they're going to sign. In theory, we're hoping for quicker turn times at the closing table. So something that used to take an hour may be able to be completed in 30 minutes. It's just the time leading up to that deadline of 3 days prior to closing. This is murder. And it's, I just want to reach out and ask my realtor friends, people buying homes, to please be patient with us. We are all limping through the process still, and we'll get there. It's change, and it's new for us, and it's just going to take some time for us to get used to it.
Sure. So it sounds like, in theory, it's going to make the home buying process much easier for the buyer.
In theory, it's going to make information available to the buyer sooner.
Okay.
So, are we in love with it? Not yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not yet. We're not really there yet. But the closings that I've had that have fallen under these new guidelines have gone just fine. And nobody left bloodied. So that is that.
It's always a positive.
It's always positive. Yeah. No bandages, no wounds. It was great.
So what are some tips, maybe some things that buyers can do to not only make sure that they're in line with this process, but to expedite this process for everyone?
Well, I think the consumer, rather than going out and finding a home and then deciding they need to get information on a mortgage, need to do a flip-flop on that. They need to call me. They need to let me be their advisor and get them on the road to becoming homeowners. It's not as easy as, my lease is expiring in 6 weeks. I think I need to go buy a house. It's about that time. I'm 28. You know, it's time. I'm tired of renting. So they need to get their financial house in order. And that may mean paying off a car. That may mean finding a co-borrower. It may mean a number of things. And there's more than credit scores and debt ratios to take into consideration. And back in September, there were some new changes that came on board about student loans and how much we have to charge against a borrower, even if their student loan is in deferment. So all of these things do fall into this equation, and we need to get some answers well before they get into a real estate agent's car to go shopping for a home.
So it's New Year's Day 2016, and so it sounds like you're cool, Randy, with the idea that if I say, all right, my goal in 2016 is to get my financial house in order, and I'm going to buy a home in 2017. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're cool if I call you and say, this is my plan.
Absolutely.
Help me understand what I need to do now.
Absolutely.
To get ready in 2017. You're cool with that.
Totally cool with that. In fact, I highly encourage it. You know, so let's pull credit today. Let's look at your income documents today. If you're self-employed, do we need to have you maybe not have so many write-offs this year? There's lots and lots of information that's on the internet, but not a lot of it is really real time, real life. And lots of different programs out there. We even have down payment assistance programs. So if one of your concerns was, well, how am I going to save up enough money by 2017? Maybe it won't be necessary for you to save as much as you thought you might have had to, because we do have these down payment assistance programs. And the fabulous thing about the one that I really love is that it's a grant. So that means that you would not have to pay the money back ever. Mm-hmm. So the debt is forgiven at closing. So now you've just taken something off your plate. Well, I don't have to save up $8,000 more because I can get that as a grant. Or now my, you know, debt ratio is too high. So the money that I do have in savings, maybe I use a little bit of that to pay off some debt so that I can qualify and use a grant. So there's lots of ways to get people into a home.
And this is one of those examples where there is endless amounts of information available on the internet, which is great. But sometimes you just need that human element to kind of guide you through those murky waters.
Yeah, guide you through the murky waters and an occasional little slap therapy, you know?
Well, having known you now for a few minutes, I understand that's probably would be a common thing with me.
Well, let's look ahead. Now that it is the new year, this is 2016. Well, what's to come? What are your expectations for the market, the real estate market in 2016?
Is it going to be easier or harder to get a mortgage? Yeah.
Well, if they don't make any more changes, I think we're going to be on the road to, you know, smooth sailing. Interest rates right now are going to remain low. It is an election year, and I don't think we're going to see any huge bumps in interest rates, because there is a pending election on the horizon. And yeah, underwriting may tighten up a little bit. People just need to get their act together. Make your payments on time. If you know you've got student loans due, pay them. We're looking at 12 months of clean credit almost in every case. So don't come to me after you've just had, you know, 30 months of late car payments. Just know ahead of time that clean credit for 12 months is going to be key. And we're not going to keep any secrets. I'm not going to put anybody into a loan application with the hopes of buying a home when I know there's not a chance. I'm going to say, look, not today. This is what you need to do over the next 12 months.
Let's go with a plan so that we can in 12 months.
Yeah, it's either a yes or a plan for a yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how I work.
Got it.
All right. A little brutal sometimes, but yeah, better to know than to lose $8,000 to $10,000 in earnest money, you know?
A lot of people you deal with do need that slap therapy. So, but that's the whole point, is to get that coaching and counsel that you can provide to make this dream come true. All right, well, Randy, we're out of time, and we have other things to do here on New Year's Day, so we'll let you get back to all that celebrating. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about the American Eagle Mortgage Company?
The best way to find me is by my mobile, 404-338-0717. Leave a message if I don't pick up immediately, and I will get back to you.
Randy Krasnoff, Senior Loan Officer with the American Eagle Mortgage Company. It's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the football, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Randy Krasnoff, my co-host Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.